Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the most mouth-watering 27 minutes in the history of radio.
Oh, you changed my saying around.
I'm shaking it up.
Oh, wow.
And we are now broadcasting in HD and almost live.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, we're on radio.
Yeah, but you got to look closely at the speaker. And you'll see. Look real close. You'll see us. Anyway, Nance and I have a great show lined up for you today. So let's start drooling.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's about enough of that.
Okay. And this segment is, of course, everybody's going to know, Tiptoe to Vicky's Place.
I know.
We had to find something that kind of went together, and it does, once you hear what we have to say about Vicky's Place.
And please don't make me listen to that again.
No, please. No. My ears are hurting. No. It's too early. Too early in the morning for me.
Herbert Buckingham Corey, no relation to the Buckinghams.
No?
No.
Okay.
Wrote us from the great beyond with a tip about his favorite eatery. You may remember him as Tiny Tim, who tiptoed through the tulips and married his lovely Miss Vicky in 1969 on the Johnny Carson Show.
That's how we tied it in.
And that was one of the strangest weddings in history. He told us about Vicky's Place in McHenry. Now do you get it?
Mm-hmm. Vicky's Place. I got it all Vicky along, there. But that's me.
Well, we know it's a stretch, but it's the best we could come up with. You know, it's hard to come up with songs, everything that, you know.
That relates.
Yeah.
I know. My genius husband, right,
Thank you.
Wrong way, Jim, looked at a map and declared it was too far to go for a review. And since we both needed a mental health day, we decided to go for a ride in the country and have lunch at Vicky's Place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We figured if it's just too far, we'll go and enjoy.
We'll go for a nice little ride, get some fresh air, you know, and just
chill. We never open our windows. We have air conditioning in our car.
That's a very good point.
But we're going outside to enjoy the fresh air.
Ah.
Okay, and eat our lunch.
You know, there's a whole big world out there, you know.
There is. And we thought we were about halfway there as we were crossing the Fox River. I suddenly glanced down and saw a huge sign on a building that said, Vicky's Place. I looked at the moron sitting beside me and said, if we were on the Mayflower, we wouldn't be eating turkey.
I'm not a big fan of turkey anyway.
Yes, you are. You like my turkey.
Well, the Thanksgiving turkey, I like that gelatinous stuff that you get at the deli counter. I'm not too big on.
Here we go.
You don't want me to get started on
just,
that again.
Just keep with the review, my love.
Just walking up to the restaurant, you know this place is a summertime gem.
Mm-hmm. It is.
They have 28 tables outside on a pier overlooking the Fox River, which is kind of cool.
They have umbrellas on the tables.
Yeah.
You don't get hot and sweaty.
The outdoor seating is clearly the attraction of this restaurant.
It is.
While pursuing the menu, it's fun to munch on the free popcorn. While perusing the menu, it's fun to munch on the free popcorn and feed it to the wildlife swimming by.
It was.
Yeah.
I had so much fun that day.
You did, huh?
I did.
The little duckies going by.
Yeah, keep going.
It can get breezy on the river, and Nancy not only fed the wildlife, but she also fed the surrounding tables.
I did. I didn't know I was doing it, though.
They did say thank you, though. They did, so they appreciate it.
I turned around and said, "You're welcome. I'm sorry it was flying by."
The one guy next was really trying to catch the popcorn, too, wasn't he?
I think so, because when I turned it through and I'm like, oh, because you're sitting there pointing that it's going that way, he had his mouth open thinking that he's going to catch it. Like,
it
you know,
fun.
In the Japanese restaurants, when they smack down the little piece of shrimp and then they fly it over to you and it always hits my glasses, smears my glasses up.
And then it winds up on the floor and I always yell, 5-second rule.
No.
Then everybody gets embarrassed.
And there's a, Well, on to the appetizer. Let's not digress, my love.
We digress.
We both spotted the twisted cheese sticks, 4 of them for $8.99, and we had to order them. They were about 7 inches long, filled with mozzarella and cheddar cheese, and wrapped in a wonton, deep fried, and served with marinara sauce. I asked for ranch sauce, though, because I thought, I like ranch sauce with my mozzarella instead of marinara. So I thought it might go good. Well, it did. So they brought it for me on the side with the marinara, and the ranch was the better dip. You even said it was better tasting.
It did taste better, yes.
Yes. And these sticks were unusual and out of this world delicious.
They were.
My mouth is salivating right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
They were really different. It's not like just breading. You know, it was the wonton just, it was something different. I like wonton wrappers.
I actually thought that was very creative because, you know, you get the crunchy outside putting in a wonton. And the other thing, too, they put in the cheddar and the mozzarella.
So you get a little more flavor.
Yeah. I'm really surprised more places don't do that because they are really, really good.
Because most places probably take them out of a package.
Yeah, they're too lazy to do it.
And just deep fry them.
Yeah.
And I think these are homemade because I've never heard of mozzarella and cheddar together.
Oh, can we make those at home?
Yeah, we probably could in our air fryer.
Oh, that'd probably be a bad thing to do, though. Yeah,
everything we like is bad.
That's
so
true.
That's why we treat ourselves only when we go out.
Speak for yourself, Kimosabi. For a refreshing summer lunch, Nancy decided on the taco salad for $10.99. This was a crisp flour tortilla.
No, not tortilla. I'm bad with languages, my love.
What?
I know what it's supposed to sound like.
What does it sound like?
Tortilla.
Si. It was filled with fresh lettuce, seasoned taco meat, nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. It was my cheese.
That's the oldest joke. Mm-hmm. Diced tomatoes, onions, black olives, jalapeno peppers.
Oh, gee whiz. It's jalapeno.
See. Shredded cheddar cheese served with sour cream and salsa on the side.
Mm-hmm.
This huge salad was jam-packed with all of these ingredients and one of the best taco salads she has ever had, she exclaimed.
I did. I declared the best.
It actually did look pretty good.
It was yummy. I mean, usually, well, when you get a taco salad, you get a couple of little pieces of olives stuck on the top. I had olives every time I had my bites. They give you a lot of everything. Mm-hmm. So it made it, you know, taste not just lettuce all the way through.
That's right.
Yeah, it was really good.
And if I ever get a taste for anything green, I might even have that.
Yeah. You would love this one, though, because, like I said, I'll let them know about it later.
We will explain later. Okay.
Give them my caution.
A word of caution. The fresh jalapeno slices are spicy, and I thought I saw Nancy developing her own sweathead meter.
I don't sweat, though.
You know, I called her on it, and she said, "I don't sweat. I shine."
Of course. Women don't sweat.
Let me tell you, babe, you sweat sometimes. I can sweat. Okay, I'm sorry.
Jim wanted to sink
too much information.
Say it!
It's my turn.
Okay.
Shut up. Jim wanted to sink his teeth into a nice juicy burger, so he went with the Landshark burger for $10.95. This was a half pound of hand-formed ground beef served with cheddar, Swiss, sautéed mushrooms, grilled onions, lettuce, tomato, and baja sauce.
Baja.
See? Here?
See?
I give up. All burgers come with a pickle wedge, onion straws, and French fries. They normally cook their burgers to medium well, and Jim said his was a delicious two-napkin burger.
Exactly. That's how juicy it was.
You were going through the napkins.
Now, of course, Nancy never eats dessert.
I don't. I taste your dessert.
And I'm ashamed of myself because I couldn't eat one either today. After all that, I really couldn't.
I think you took half your hamburger home.
I did.
But because those cheese sticks were so good, and we had free popcorn at the table.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
See, the chocolate nachos on a dessert menu did sound enticing, mm-hmm. So maybe next time.
Oh, definitely next time. This restaurant is a relaxing summertime treat. You watch the boats go by, the fish swimming in the water, the ducks paddling by, and the seagulls squawking up above. All this while eating great food.
FYI, it is handicap accessible, and if you go on their website, be careful because the prices may vary from their website.
Yes.
They don't update their website all that often, I don't think.
No. And the price for our afternoon waterfront lunch was $39.60. Relaxation, priceless.
You know, but we still wound up working and doing a review.
Okay, let's put it this way.
What?
For me, relaxation, priceless.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You do the writing on this. I come home, and when we do the review on it, I write it out. So I do a lot of writing then because it's you and me talking and writing it all down.
You know, right about this time, we're not getting a lot of sympathy from our listeners because they say, you've got it so bad, you go to a restaurant, eat, and then complain about it. It's not easy being us.
No, it's not. I mean, we have to pick at everything.
Do you want my take, Toots?
What's your take, my love?
I'm so glad you asked. Those cheese sticks were a great idea and the winner. I really love those cheese sticks.
Me too.
I mean, the burger was good too, but, you know, it was juicy and delicious, but the cheese sticks, they were something different.
Different, I know, and they were the winner.
What's your take, Toots?
My taco salad actually had too much meat.
No.
So when you say if you ever have a taste for something green, you would get the salad. No, you wouldn't be getting salad. You'd be getting more meat because I really think I would like a little more lettuce with my meat. It was just too much.
Poor baby.
I know. Aww. And I have to agree with Jim for once. The cheese sticks were terrific.
See, I'm the trained professional.
Oh, they were yummy.
They were good. Give them the particulars, poopsie.
Vicky's Place, 1211 North River Road, McHenry, 60051. The phone number, 815-385-2014. The website is www.vickysplace.net. Directions, you take Route 47 North to 176 East to Route 31 North to Route 120 East to River Road and north to the restaurant.
It's actually closer than you think.
It is. And when you get over that bridge, you will look down on in the Fox River and you will see Vicky's Place.
Yep.
You'll see the umbrellas and everything. You won't miss it.
Except if it's like 20 below.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Estimated travel time, about 35 1/4 minutes.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. So,
for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you
last
in WHRU. Shame on you. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
I think we may have. Let me check.
You got mail.
And if you remember that, you're old like us. Anyway, we did get a letter from Ronnie, and she told us about the Corner Cafe in Genoa
Salami.
Genoa.
I don't know. One of those.
Either one of those places. So yeah. Check them out. And we're gonna go check it out. It's like a little lunchtime place, probably. We'll check it out.
She was saying that you got to put your number.
Yeah, it's one of those places where you pay and they give you a number and you put it on the little napkin holder and then somebody comes by and throws the food at you.
And she says we get a lot of food.
Yeah.
So we'll try it.
We will check it out. Thank you. And as always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And we encourage all your letters and complaints and
suggestions. No complaints, please.
Yeah, we don't care anymore. We just don't care. We don't.
That's true.
Yeah.
they bounce off of us. Here's Deputy Jim with his Barney Fife outfit on to tell you all about the food crime wave that's sweeping the nation. Give it to him, Poopsie.
I don't have my bullet with me, though.
Your one bullet.
You know, there is food felons running rampant all over this.
There are?
Yo, they're all over the place.
Tell me about them.
I will.
Thank you.
This is from WGN News. So, you know,
we're upping our sources here. We are.
Dateline New Orleans. A New Orleans man broke into a preschool overnight, grabbed a snack, and took a nap before fleeing, according to police. Now, what else? That's what you're supposed to do in a preschool.
Exactly.
They looked at the surveillance video and they saw.
They saw? Yeah. They saw what, my love?
Surveillance video released by police shows the man climbing through an unlocked window at Clara's Little Lambs preschool. Isn't that cute?
Clara's Little Lambs?
Yeah.
Aww.
Little brats. About 11 p.m. on Monday. He climbed over an empty baby crib, struggled to get over a stack of chairs, and entered the room. He wandered around the preschool, helping himself to some milk and cookies. Why not?
They're there. You might as well.
Yeah, you would
if you were the one breaking in.
And after he finished his snack, he laid down and took a little nap. He woke up about 6:45 and left.
That's sort of like you. You fall asleep at night on the couch. You get up, you get a snack.
Yeah.
Then you go back to sleep again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get up again. And I'm looking at you and I'm like.
I didn't do this. I never was in New Orleans. I didn't do this.
That's true. You've never seen New Orleans.
But the perpetrator is still at large.
Okay.
Now, the next story is from the internet, so you know it's true.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Here's the headline. Sausage chat prompted eatery battery.
Sausage chat. Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like a love story. It features Esteban, Nancy, and Eddie.
Okay.
And Eddie is Nancy's boyfriend.
Okay.
And, well, it seems like Esteban and Nancy were having a casual conversation talking about sausage.
Okay.
Not going there. And Eddie walks up.
All right.
And he didn't think that they were talking about sausage.
Oh.
So you know what happened after that. Anyway, they wound up in the parking lot and Esteban and Eddie were choking each other.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, so, you know, innocent little conversation. And also, Eddie also bit Esteban on his arm.
That's not good because human bites are dirty bites.
Yep. So, poor Eddie, he's free on $500 bond, but has been ordered to have no contact with Esteban and never, ever talk about sausages again.
I don't know where you get these, my love.
Oh, I have to keep my sources secret. this is from the North Shore newspaper.
Okay.
And this is a heinous crime wave. It happened in Wilmette.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Our friend's daughter lived there.
I know. a picnic basket with food, wine, silverware were stolen from an open convertible. Hey, Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Are you kidding me?
No. This is terrible. A Glencoe woman told police that someone stole her unintended picnic basket when she left it in her convertible at Gibson Park on Michigan Avenue.
Well, why would you leave it in a car?
I don't know. It didn't seem like the smartest thing in the world.
No, it didn't.
Probably in a BMW convertible or something, you know. But police said the woman told him the basket, which had food, wine, glasses, dishes, and silverware, valued at $200. Wow. It's a nice picnic basket.
Wow.
Wow.
My picnic baskets consist of Solo cups, styrofoam plates.
Yeah, yeah.
Napkins.
Yeah, you know.
Plastic forks and knives and spoons.
Maybe a couple pieces of Brown's chicken in there or something.
Yeah,
you know,
and, yeah. And Libby glassware from my drink.
Yeah. It was left unattended between 7 and 8 o'clock at night, and the convertible top was down, and somebody swiped it.
Wow.
Terrible.
I hope they found him and threw him in the pokey.
I'm sure they threw him in the pokey. This is my last one.
Oh, too bad.
Hey. This is from the, I'm not making this town name up.
Okay.
It is Nutley, New Jersey.
Nutley?
N-U-T-L-E-Y.
Oh, my goodness.
In Nutley, New Jersey.
I bet you they have a lot of squirrels. They're really squirrely out there, huh?
No more rim. You only get one rim shot.
Oh.
That's it.
I like my little puns. I'm sorry.
Okay. This delivery person has got to be not the sharpest pencil in a box.
Okay.
Wait till you hear the story.
All right.
Officers responded to a address, I'm not going to give it out, where a delivery driver stated 15 minutes prior, a pizza delivery was made with no payment. They stiffed him on the pizza.
What did they do? Open the door, take the pizza, and slam it in his face and lock up?
Nope. I will explain. According to authorities, when the driver pulled up, a young man was waiting outside and said that he wanted to pay by credit card. Okay, no problem. But the driver advised him that he does not accept credit cards. It has to be cash. So the suspect said, well, I will go in and get the money from my mom.
Okay. Okay?
So he proceeds to go around to the backyard. You know what's coming, right?
Did he have the pizza in his hand already?
Yes, he did. He had the pizza and walked in the backyard. Yes, yes. Well, meanwhile, 10 minutes have passed. And surprisingly, the young man did not return with the money.
Really?
Yes.
Go figure. Duh.
So the delivery man rings the doorbell on the house and says, hey, you didn't pay for your pizza. And they go, what pizza?
Oh.
So you know what?
Somebody did a naughty thing.
This criminal is still at large.
Wow.
I think we've got time for a little bit of smorgasbord, don't we?
Oh, I'm just wild about smorgasbord. I got a craving for smorgasbord.
Experts reveal that restaurants are serving food that are often fake.
Really?
Yes. This is Business Insider. Whether you've eaten the lobster substitute at Red Lobster or bought less than 100% Parmesan cheese from Walmart, the fake food industry probably impacts your life, and most likely you didn't even notice it. Here are three foods that raise some of the biggest questions for the experts.
Really?
All right. Kobe beef. Kobe beef is so fake. When they say they're serving Kobe beef at the restaurants, they're really not serving you Kobe beef.
Really?
Yes, because Kobe beef goes for $20 an ounce.
Oh my gosh.
Now,
wow.
Who is going to give Kobe beef in a burger?
Yeah, for $9.95.
Exactly. Yeah. They are getting scammed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Red snapper, according to an expert involved in DNA species testing, 94% of the time you order fish labeled red snapper, it's actually a different fish and you don't even know it.
Really?
Exactly. And last but not least, truffles. Real truffles are trendy, prized, and extremely rare. If it's not shaved in front of you, your truffle is likely simply a chemical combination, especially if it's marked as truffle oil. You know how they use truffle oil when they cook, and a lot of our cooking shows that we watch can't, like, we like Chopped, and we like different shows that cook, and they say, don't put the truffle oil on. Now I see why.
Sneaky son of a guns.
So that's all I've got for Smorgasbord, my love.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, don't you know, my darling? I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a, your daddy is a rich, got a rich daughter, and your mommy's good looking, yeah. So hush, little baby, don't cry. One of these mornings come, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you spread your little wings, and take to the sky. La, 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 la.